I like
Please.
Hello. Okay.
It's so pretty. Yeah, go ahead. Just start.
Are we five or seven this term?
I think there's only five of us.
Yeah, there's only five on the committee.
Yeah, and then the two youth and governance. Well, one of them.
I'm here.
Donna, should we get started?
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Ray's here.
Okay, good evening, everyone. We're gonna get the meeting called to order. It is 6:28. Roll call, please.
Leah Blau?
Here.
Boyd Frederick?
Here.
Greg Retzlaff?
Here.
Michael Skalitsky?
Yep.
Jeffrey Wambold?
Here.
Sage Holloway? Sage Holloway? Rihanna Ritzai?
Here.
Okay, next on the agenda is citizens' comments. If we have any citizens here wishing to speak, you have 5 minutes. Any citizens' comments? The citizen comments is closed. Next on the agenda is supervisor comments. Any supervisors wishing to speak or make a comment? No supervisor comments. Okay, supervisor comments are closed. Chairwoman comments. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Leah Blau. This is my second term serving on the Judiciary and Law Committee. I'd like to thank Dan, Vice Chairman Dan Esposito, for all of his leadership in the prior term. I learned a lot from him and from the committee. He was a very good mentor to me, and I hope I continue to do the same. I like to keep an open, transparent committee here. So if you ever have any questions, you all have my email contact information, so please feel free to contact me at any time. Any other supervisors wishing to speak? Okay. Next on the agenda is approval of the minutes from the March 9th, 2016. I have a motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Second?
Second.
The motion to approve was initiated by Supervisor Boyd Frederick, seconded by Supervisor Mike Skalitsky. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Approval of minutes has passed. Next on the agenda is a resolution from the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department regarding the multi-jurisdictional drug task force grant. Hello.
Hello. Greetings, Madam Chair, adult chair people. I'm here to present the CDOG grant for 2016. My name is Sergeant Horace Staples. I'm in charge of the Kenosha Drug Operations Group. And the CDOG grant is part of a consortium with four other counties. And here tonight, we received a portion from the total grant amount of $211,792. Of what we receive is $53,140 to be used for drug buys, drug information, equipment, as well as telecommunications expenditures and overtime expenses. And these additional funds will not add any additional funds to the as far as grants and whatnot to the general fund, so it's not a match. It's just be presented to Kenosha County for I'm willing to take any questions if you have questions regarding the grant.
The only question I have, enforcement too, yes. So I am curious, how do they break it down? I noticed Racine has a bigger percentage than Kenosha. What is the reason for that?
It's basically based on the number of actual arrests that partake. Racine has a little bit more crime than Kenosha, so they get a bigger portion than we're next.
I thought it was something like that. I was just curious, so thanks.
Yeah.
I'm new to this committee, so thank you. I'm new to this committee. I just have a question for you. Is this the same program that we were able to purchase at that assault vehicle that we had?
This program here? No, this
no,
program.
This is
yeah.
You're welcome.
You're talking about the
command center.
Okay. Where did that one come from again?
That money basically came from.
Okay, how do they differ? Obviously, we've seen ones at federal, how do they all?
Well, this particular grant here, it comes basically from the federal government, which is awarded to the states, and then it's awarded to OJA, which is the Office of Justice Assistance, and then they divvy it up to different programs. And by us being a part of the Southeastern Area Joint Operations Group, CDOG, they award the money to five counties, and we're one of the five counties in that consortium.
Okay, then how does that differ then?
Basically, there's several groups that operate. One is the acronym CDOG, which is composed of several counties. The one that you're talking about, federal forfeiture funds, is called KDOG, and that's the exclusive group of Kenosha County, Kenosha Operations Group, which involves the Kenosha City Police Department, Kenosha Sheriff's Department. And the federal forfeiture funds where that money came from belongs to the KDOG. It doesn't belong to the CDOG. They still deal with the drug crime issue, but it's a different consortium count. KDOG is just...
Okay, I hear you, but I'm very confused as to... I mean, how, I mean, you got, I mean, they seem like two of the same thing, different names. Well, you got one that, you said that Racine runs this one, but it's based on how many drug arrests we have. The federal government runs the other one, it's just for us in the city.
No, we run, it's a matter of arrests that are made by these different groups. And when the property or drugs are seized, it gets adjudicated in federal court. It depends on who's involved in the arrests and so forth. That's, I'm talking about KDOG now, Kenosha.
Yeah.
And the money that is, after it's adjudicated, money comes back to this group to operate. That's the federal forfeiture funds. That's what we operate. This is just a consortium of other counties that do the same thing, but they join together in a larger operations group. They're two separate individual groups. They're both received federal funds.
Okay. I mean, all right. You're doing arrests here, right?
We do arrests. Okay. We do arrests.
Which one gets to go to which one?
It depends on what group's making the arrest, where they belong to. The Kenosha group is exclusive. It's Kenosha Police Department, Kenosha Sheriff's Department.
Okay.
That's the KDOG group.
Okay.
Those arrests are exclusive to Kenosha County.
Gotcha.
And the other group is a consortium of five counties that operate as a drug consortium to make arrests and so forth. I guess if you're not doing it, it's difficult to understand it, but I don't know how to...
Well, okay, I understand. I guess I don't mean to confuse it, but you've still got two entities where Kenosha County Sheriff's Department make drug arrests. One belongs to this group, one belongs to that group. I'm curious how that, you know, that's from him, the confusion.
We're just members of CDOG. Right. CDOG is like the Southeastern area for drug investigators.
Okay.
So it's made up of the five counties. Kenosha KDOG, which is the Kenosha Drug Operations Group, is just solely here, which is made up of three sheriff's deputies and three police officers. And we basically investigate drug operations here in Kenosha. Now, as far as this consortium is concerned, we can help out these other four counties if they need our help. That's part of being part of the same team, the group, the Southeastern group. So we're just kind of members of this consortium, but we have our own here in Kenosha County.
All right, thank you.
Any other supervisor questions? Youth and governance, do you have any questions?
Question. So, did you think about the name CDOG, or did it just come out that way?
It just came out that way. Southeastern Area Drug Operations Group. So, we did think about KDOG.
Uh-huh.
CDOG, just the acronyms.
I make a motion to approve the resolution as submitted.
Second.
Okay. Motion has been made to approve by Supervisor Skolinski, seconded by Supervisor Boyd Frederick. All those in favor say aye.
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 Youth and governance?
Aye.
Okay. Motion passes. Okay.
Thank you.
Next on the agenda is the first quarter 2016 federal inmate detained housing revenue report.
Madam Chairwoman, members of the committee, I'm Captain Robert Hallisey. I'm the Administrative Services Captain from the Sheriff's Office. You were presented in your packet this housing revenue report. I noticed a typographical error. I believe the April estimated average daily 277 is a typographical error, because I contacted one Donna DeBree, who is one of our superstars at the sheriff's office, who gave me the actual numbers for April. The report you get is about a week old. I got today's dates in statistics from Donna today. April averaged 242, so the 277 I truly believe is a typographical error. Year to date, 2016, we are 237.5 federal inmates and detainees. That's our average population. We budgeted 199, so as you can see, we're 237. We're 37 above what we budgeted for. So, has been said many times at this committee in the past, but I'll repeat it since we have new members. The Sheriff's Department has no daily control over how many inmates or detainees we are able to house. It is strictly a immigration or a marshal function. So we never say no unless the person has Ebola or leprosy. We don't have any control. So 237 is great, and we're optimistic. We don't see it changing. It's been a steady trend all year. But just so we're all on the same page, the sheriff has no control over this number whatsoever.
Any supervisor questions?
I have a quick question. What would be the max number where you would say no? Because there's got to be a number, maximum capacity.
Right. Today's population in the jail, we have 726 in custody. If we maxed out our in-custodies, we could go as high as 950, 960, which would max our staff, would max out our floor space. We also want to make sure we have enough room so when Sergeant Stable does his work and hires or arrests 10 heroin addicts, we have room for them, right. You know.
Well, and safety for staff, you know.
Right, right. We used to house as many as 350 federal inmates and detainees years ago. So we probably could go as high as 300.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other supervisor questions? You can go, Lance.
What's the reason it's above budget? Or the reason?
We have no idea. We discussed this at this committee and during the budget time last year that it's a fluctuation. Uh-huh. It's a factor of many things. It's an election year, a hotly contested federal election year. Who knows what will happen with the immigration policies across the country? We don't know. If the immigration ICE officials call us and they say we've got 30 people for you, we will house them as long as we have the room for them. So there is room at the inn right now.
So. Thank you.
Great, thanks.
Thank you.
Now to number 9, any other business allowed by law? I think we have a presentation on Country Thunder.
Yes, Madam Chair.
Update.
Madam Chairman, members of the committee, I'm Chief Deputy Smith, Sheriff's Department, and just want to give you an update on the Country Thunder event coming up real briefly. Obviously, it's the biggest event we have all year in the county. As happens, sometimes the management changes at Country Thunder. The principal ownership hasn't changed, but the management team has changed, and they have two or three new people in place at the top now. So as a result of that, and they kind of took over around the first of the year, the unfortunate part is that the current liquor license and cabaret license have lapsed. They don't have a business manager at Kenosha. But the Randall liquor license is on the agenda for renewal on May 23rd, which is this month, in the town of Randall. And they can't get their probationary cabaret until they get their liquor license approved. So they got to do that. And then they will apply for their probationary cabaret. Then, at the same time, they have to get an activity control license to have the event. So I just want to let you know that all that's going to be coming up right around June 1st. Normally, we try to get that done probably about the last part of April or this month, but it won't be possible because of the delay in getting the licenses. But it will happen in enough time for us to make all the preparations we need. So on June 1st, the committee will have to approve first the probationary cabaret, then the activity control license for Country Thunder. It should not be an issue. It's a pretty good management team. It is a big event. We are increasing the deputy manpower out there, the officer manpower, to about 30 additional officers this year because the event has expanded. And for members of the committee that aren't aware, they pay for all of that. And they pay for it upfront, and that whatever we don't use for security purposes and what we need, it's returned to Country Thunder. So it's up to about $250,000 this year. Last year was like $120,000.
Supervisor?
The last line is actually what I was asking is, how much of a bond were they going to put up?
They've put up almost $250,000 this year to cover the costs. We're going to be reaching out to other agencies to help because it pretty much drains our manpower. We'll have as many of our officers sign up for it as we have. And then if there's any opening, which we anticipate, we'll be reaching out to other agencies, Kenosha Police Department, Twin Lakes Police Department, and others that may be able to assist us.
No reservations, right? First granting?
No.
Probation, okay.
They've
improved over, because I said on PDIC, and so we're going to use a conditional use.
Yeah.
And this stuff was happening at the last minute, but at least they're moving it upstream a bit.
That was my point to the committee, the new members on the committee. This happens every year. We run it, I mean, the 11th hour every year. We've had it to where PDIC had their committee, they're calling us before on the same day to approve it. So this isn't really the way we thought that with the new management structure that this would probably be a little bit better, but we seem to have the same problems.
It's an issue because they don't have a manager on scene. We said you need a business manager up here to handle, because they're based out of Texas. And they do one in Arizona, they do one in Texas, and do one up here. And so this business group that we're dealing with has been very receptive to that. And Supervisor Espy was right. One year we didn't get the approval until in July.
Wow.
And it was kind of tough. We were kind of rushing on that one. So.
Did you have a question?
It wasn't a question. And we have time for this, but when I was on the PIA committee, and I don't know if you went, we went out. And to say it's an eye-opener is an understatement.
Yes.
Maybe as a committee, we could all, yeah, I'd recommend seeing this.
Yeah. Will we be
with
able
the sheriff's department? They were great doing it with the PDIC. I assume you guys loved it. I mean, you guys could have been better.
We took a large group of supervisors out last year, yeah, went to the grounds and the different camping areas. They've expanded their camping areas. We're reviewing places where we may put our command posts in a different spot. The campgrounds are expanding so much they're squeezing us out of rooms. So, but that's, you know, that's profit for them. The biggest problem we usually have are in the campgrounds. And unfortunately, that's where we find most of our underage drinking and things like that. And so we put a heavy presence in the campgrounds or everywhere there is. But because of the increase in the festival, that's why we wanted an additional 30 officers. Because we were stretched too thin last year. So,
would you be able to propose a time that we, you know, supervisors can go out?
Yes, and I think that when comes up for the cabaret renewal on June 1st. Captain Ken Weicker is really in charge of this, but he's at another meeting tonight out in Silver Lake. So I will mention that to him and we'll get some time together. He actually runs that operation out there when it comes time for it. And we will set up some time and absolutely will.
Great, thank you.
Glad to take you around the grounds and let you see it.
Thanks.
Any other questions, supervisors? Youth and governance, any questions?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other business as allowed by law? Can I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second?
Second.
A motion adjourned by Supervisor Skolitsky, seconded by Supervisor Frederick. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Governance?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you.
17-minute meeting. Wow.
End it out.